Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 72 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, covering in the section of March the 20th to March the 26th in Matthew chapter 13 and Luke 8 and 13. And today we're going to continue with looking at further parables of the Saviour, helping us to understand the growth and destiny of his church. This is a really important part of our study where we are going to review a number of these parables, and we're going to start in Matthew 13, 31 to 32, which talks about the mustard seed. And here it says, "Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." So the Saviour is referring to the kingdom of heaven, starting off perhaps very, very small, that it is, you know, a small part of the world that it is placed in, but over time it is nourished and it grows and it becomes a tree. Now, of course, a mustard tree isn't necessarily the biggest tree on earth, but what it does indicate is a growth from a very, very small tiny seed to something which is imperceptibly large that could come from such a tiny seed. And I think that's what's being referred to here, is the fact that the kingdom of heaven, the Lord's kingdom, the church as it is on the earth at this time, starts off very, very small, and indeed, compared to the world's population, it is still quite small, but of course, it has grown globally. It has become greater and greater over the decades, and it has started to cover the earth. Of course, it isn't at its full potential yet. When the Saviour comes again, it will grow even further. But at this point, it is kind of nourishing and being grown into this tree. And we have an important part in being part of the Lord's kingdom to be able to help it in its growth further. And I think, just to kind of come back to the Come Follow Me manual, it says, "After pondering these parables, what do you feel inspired to do to participate more fully in the work of Christ's Latter-day Church?" So this kingdom of heaven principle is speaking about, that can be speaking about, the church today. And so this idea of the mustard seed growing into this tree, I think, is a call for us to help nurture it, to help cultivate it, to help it grow more in the area that we are in. It certainly has grown more out from being a mustard seed now, I would say, but it's, you know, it's not reached its full tree-like potential yet, I would say, from this parable. But of course, that's just my interpretation. And of course, there's many layers to this parable, I'm sure. We'll move on to the next parable, because these are quite a bit shorter, and there's quite a few of them to get through this week. The next one is about the leaven, which is even shorter. It's only one verse. And it says, "Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a man took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened." So, to understand this, I suppose we need to understand what leaven is, how that might have an impact on the bread or the amount of things around it, and what we can learn from that. And to help this, there's a great quote by President Dallin H. Oakes, who shared about this. Now, before I go into that quote, I'm going to read the Bible Dictionary about leaven, which says, "Anything that in cooking produces fermentation, a lump of dough being generally used. No leaven was allowed during the Passover feast. It was probably forbidden because there was associated with it the idea of corruption. In the New Testament, it was a rule symbolic of sin, but it is compared to the inward growth and influence of the kingdom of heaven upon the earth." So it's interesting that up until kind of this parable, it generally has a connotation of of sin or corruption, but here it's being used to describe the kingdom of heaven. And President Donald H. Oakes explains this further. In October 2014, in a talk called Loving Others and Living with Differences, he said, quote, "We are to live in the world, but not be of the world. We must live in the world because, as Jesus taught in a parable, his kingdom is like leaven, whose function is to raise the whole mass by its influence. His followers cannot do that if they associate only with those who share their beliefs and practices. But the Saviour also taught that if we love him, we will keep his commandments." Close quote. So it's this interesting kind of point that as leaven, we are to be in the world and we are to be an influence on the world to help it grow. But of course, we do need to stay as the leaven. We can't allow ourselves to kind of get ourselves lost in the dough and not perform our function. And so we help the earth to grow with through our influence. We help it to be better and to reach its potential. But we need to perform our function as leaven. I think that's an interesting way of looking at it, to help the earth reach its potential. I think that's a great thought to have there. We're going to go on to the final parable now that we'll look at today, that is. It's found in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. And it's this idea of the kingdom of heaven being likened to a treasure in a field, the which a man hath found. In verse 14 of Matthew 13, he hideth, and for joy therefore thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And in verse 30, 45 and 46 it says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." So obviously, I'm sure there's many applications and layers to this parable, or these two parables, and of course why they're put together, I think, is an important thing to consider as well. Both the people in the parables recognized the value of the treasure or the pearl of great price, and they sell all that they have to get that. And I think that's a very important thing, and a vital part of this parable is the idea that, you know, we give up and sacrifice for the kingdom. Of course, the Saviour is not suggesting that, you know, we sell our homes and sell our cars and sell all of our possessions to be able to be a part of his church. What he is asking us is for a covenantal commitment, a promise that we will do what we need to stay clean and pure and to be able to make sure we are a church to partake of the sacraments and to sacrifice so that we can follow him. So that's an important part of that. But also it's just the fact that we also are aware of the value of the kingdom of heaven, that it is something which we ought to strive to receive because of its great value. And so I think that's an important, necessary part of that parable as well. Thank you so much for listening today. Please do join us tomorrow as we continue with the remainder of the parables into the weekend. And we'll make sure we cover all the rest of the things to study as well. Thank you for listening, and until we meet again.